We finally know why they hate us. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last week, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, accused mastermind of 9/11, got his required hearing to determine whether he can still be held as an enemy combatant. And I'm pretty sure the answer is going to be yes, especially since he admitted to planning 9/11 from A to Z. But what's interesting is that the Pentagon didn't just release his confession. They released the whole statement, including the part where he finally answers the big question. He explains why so many Muslims hate us. The answer is because, as they see it, we've become the Redcoats. Khalid compares himself to George Washington, fighting to win independence from the American bases planted throughout the Middle East. He says many of the people being held with him at Guantanamo have nothing to do with terrorism. They were fighting in Afghanistan to kick out an occupying army, just as they fought to kick out the Soviet Union 25 years ago. In fact, he points out America helped them back then, but that doesn't mean they wanted American occupiers any more than they wanted Soviet occupiers. These fighters, he says, have no interest in attacks on American soil and are not in cahoots with Al-Qaeda. In fact, many of them hate Al-Qaeda. They just want the foreigners out of their country. Basically, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is saying that the American policy of with us or against us, and if you harbor a terrorist, you are a terrorist, has made us a lot of enemies we didn't need to make. And one other point. The fact that his full statement was released by the Pentagon tells me that someone in our own government wanted us to know. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.